The Secretary of State, Teresa Villiers, can join us now about our top story this morning. This explosion in East Belfast in which a prison officer was targeted. Secretary of State, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Good morning. What's your reaction to what has happened?
Well, this is a completely disgraceful attack. Prison officers do an incredibly important job keeping the whole community safe, and the people who are responsible for this brutal attack are wholly unjustified, and I completely condemn what they have done this morning.
And I know that you may not know, but can you share with us any information as to the condition of the prison officer?
Well, thankfully, his injuries are certainly not life-threatening, which is a relief, but he's in hospital, and I think we have to await confirmation about the seriousness of the injuries. But everyone is, of course, hoping that they turn out not to be serious. But I think it's a time for all our thoughts to be with the victim of this terrible attack.
And people I know around the local area are wondering what happened. Was a device placed under a car?
It was a van. The officer was driving a van. The device was placed under it. It partially detonated when he drove over a speed ramp.
So he's lucky to be alive.
He is, yes. This is a demonstration of how lethal the terrorist threat continues to be in Northern Ireland. Thankfully, these incidents happen very rarely, but that is only because of the outstanding work by the PSNI and their security partners in preventing these attacks from happening most of the time.
Yeah, and on that, Secretary of State, there is speculation that the police over recent times have stopped a number of possible attacks. Is that accurate?
What is accurate is these groupings, they're small in number, but they are on a very regular, continuous basis, planning and targeting and trying to carry out attacks such as this. So were it not for the actions of the police, we would be seeing these attacks happen far more frequently than they do.
Give us a sense of the extent of the threat we're under in Northern Ireland.
The threat is severe. It is particularly focused on police officers and prison officers, and it is vital that we all remain vigilant. The government is determined to do that. That's in part why we've provided additional funding for the PSNI. But also, we are committed to a significant increase in overall government funding for counter-terrorism over the years to come to make sure that we are doing everything we possibly can to prevent these terrorist groups from achieving their aims in causing harm to brave members of our police and prison services.
And finally, to those people who carried out this attack, what do you say to them?
I say that they will never succeed in deterring people in Northern Ireland from their commitment to exclusively peaceful and democratic means. There is a huge support for peaceful politics in Northern Ireland, and you know, I'm sure the vast, vast majority of people will, like me, utterly condemn what's happened today and any further attempt to do harm through terrorist activities.
OK. Teresa Villiers, thank you very much indeed. So the Secretary of State revealing this morning on this programme, just within the last few moments, that a device was placed under the van of a prison officer's car, and that device exploded when he drove over a speed ramp. The Deputy First Minister, Martin McGuinness, has tweeted, "Thoughts and prayers are with the prison officer seriously injured in Belfast this morning. I unreservedly condemn this despicable and futile act."